From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes. From the desk of biologist Kathleen Sace. With a more erratic climate, hotter, drier weather, planning ahead for soil health to have healthy plants is more important than ever. The basics are simple. Minimize deep soil disturbances, add and help the soil to hold on to the carbon, and have no bare soils. The less you disturb the soil, the healthier the soil is, including fungal filaments or hyphae, and soil microbes. Yes, you can dig holes, amend the soil, and plant new shrubs and perennials, but don't double dig. Two shovelfuls deep destroys biotic structures in the soil, which takes more time to recover. Feed the soil from the top. Let microbes and invertebrates pull the organics and the nutrients down into the soil for you. Biochar, compost, rock dust, and fertilizers can be spread on bare ground, then covered with mulch. Soil biota will do the work for you. Other additions, shredded leaves, eelgrass, compost grass clippings. Grass clippings belong on the grass, where they decompose and help build carbon for the soil under the lawn. The result is a greener, healthier lawn. To really protect your soil and help it hold carbon, reduce synthetic nitrogen fertilizers. Excess nitrogen throws soil bacteria out of balance with plants. The bacteria metabolize carbon in the soil, sending it back into the atmosphere as carbon dioxide. Use mulch or plants to cover the soil surface. This can be wood chips, bark mulch, or freshly chipped greenery called ramil. It doesn't matter if the mulch is freshly chipped or well composted. Renew that top layer every year to keep building the soil. And cover it with growing plants, too. Willapa Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. And until next time, enjoy the outdoors. It's in our nature.